News. I'm Laura Winters. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
Well, you don't accept a Super Bowl interview. You're, I don't know, pulling averages, you're 3 points down in a two-way. It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20, 25-minute interview on that day, and you don't do it, that's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this. And he's not going to do debates. He is old. I know what it is because I'm almost as old as he is, and it's never going to get better. Today is the youngest you'll ever be for the rest of your life.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Now, as for ticket prices, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who is checking out the scene in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas commanding an average price of $8,600. A StubHub spokesperson noted a surge in demand to witness the showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They mentioned that 38% of ticket sales come from California, while 10% come from Kansas and Missouri. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
King Charles making his first comments since disclosing he has cancer. In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month. King Charles is 75 years old. In entertainment news, The Daily Show will welcome back a familiar face next week. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
John Stewart returns to host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights starting February 12th. Stewart, the former host, will take over the desk through the 2024 election. Since Trevor Noah's departure in December 2022, The Daily Show has been featuring guest hosts. I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to news about the economy, USA's Tim Berg with an update on the latest UAW deal.
The United Auto Workers Union announced earlier this week that they have signed the majority of workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The plant is VW's only U.S. factory and builds four vehicles. The UAW had launched a campaign at the factory earlier this year, and it is the first time they have received a majority of support of a non-union auto plant. So far, UAW has not asked Volkswagen to recognize the union or filed to hold an election. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.